Blog Talk Radio.
Have been hungering and thirsting after righteousness,
then God is going to fill your cup. He's going to fill it this year. But there, the key is to it is abiding and obedience, meaning he said, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. So therefore, the key to the satisfying of your longing soul is your obedience to Christ, your sacrifice, amen, your hunger and thirst for righteousness. He told us to come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. This is time now to prove yourself, to show yourself worthy, to show yourself true, to show yourself honorable. And Jesus, he is going to honor you. He is going to satisfy your longing soul. Now, when we talk about the marriage covenant and holy living, somebody may say, well, hey, I'm not married. And you know, but you know what? Jesus has a covenant that he desires to have with you. And that is the covenant, the marriage of the Lamb. Amen? And we're talking about earthly marriage, but we're talking about the marriage of the Lamb. And so, but if the Bible tells us that marriage, earthly marriage, is symbolic, it's Christ's relationship is to the church. What did Jesus do? He came to sacrifice. He made an official sacrifice for me and for you. So in your marriage, in your desire to be married, there must be a sacrifice. Amen. You must decrease, and Jesus, amen, he increases. You must sacrifice. Sometimes we don't feel good. It doesn't feel good when you sacrifice, when you have to give up some things. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. When you are married, you can't run with the single people, because now you have entered into the marriage covenant. And when you are married to Jesus, you cannot be a backslider, amen, and do what you want to do and still have a covenant with him too. Jesus said he is married to the backslider, amen. So when you enter the covenant with Jesus Christ, amen, you enter that covenant of holy sanctification. And in marriage, in earthly marriage, it's known as holy matrimony. Amen. And the two become one flesh. Amen. Just like the Lord said in his word, he says, I and my Father are what? One. Amen. So God is telling us something here. Well, the two become one flesh. Amen. But guess what the Lord says? He said he'd go away to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we may be also. But he said us, he told us he would not leave us comfortless. The Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, will come and show you the things to come. And it's just like in our earthly marriage. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, your spouse, your husband, women, wives, deposit their spirit in you. And you have become one flesh and like mine. You know, in the world, when you talk about holy matrimony and marriage, and you be around couples that have been married and for some time, and you ask the wife one question, they'll say, well, I don't know what my husband's going to say, because they know that his their spouse's spirit. Amen? So God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Tells us in his word, delight yourself in him, and he will do what? Give you the desires of your heart. So Jesus says he's married to the backslider, because why? You've entered a covenant. God said it is better to not make a vow than to make a vow and not repay it. So Jesus says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. So Jesus said here in our scripture is Hebrews 13 and 4. And it reads, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. See, God said, come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. Amen. So Jesus is real. And he is our Lord. He's our Savior. And he's the Savior of the world. And the Lord tells us in his holy word that the man is the head of the woman and the Savior of her body. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are so glad that you have joined us today. We see Minister Floyd is on the line today. And God for you, Minister Floyd, Happy New Year. I got your message, and I'm running, and I'll be leaving here to go to Louisville shortly. So we're going to get in touch, and then I got to have to go to Columbus tonight. So we're going to call you as soon as possible. I know I've been meaning to call you, and I'm so glad that you are tuning in. And may God bless you and your husband each and every day, and that this may be one of the happiest years of your life. And he satisfies, Jesus Christ will satisfy the longing soul in the name of Jesus Christ, and God bless you. And so we're just going to pray right now, and we're going to come back. We're working on a schedule with Apostle Jesus Martinez. He's from Dallas, Texas, but he's currently in Louisville, Mississippi, and God has blessed this ministry with him and his lovely wife, Nicole, Evangelist Nicole Martinez. And so we're going to be able to have them on. They have been an awesome blessing into my life and in the life of this ministry, and will be. And so we want to thank God for them. And keep Apostle Jesus Martinez and his family, his wife, Evangelist Nicole Martinez, in prayer. So we're going to be coming back this marriage series. We're going to talk about marriage covenant as it relates to the church and to your earthly marriage. We're going to talk about sanctification and holy living in this year, and that being separate and to be holy like God says. And we know if we delight ourselves in him, he's going to give us the desires of our heart. That's the key. We just have to trust and obey, and we delight. He's going to do everything he said he would and more. Amen. Because in him, his promises are yea and amen. And he said in his word, it's no good thing that he will withhold from them that walk upright. So we will let you know when we're going to come back on the air and talk more about this. But we want to close out in prayer today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you. We come lifting you up, and we come glorifying you, and we come praising your holy name. Father God, it's none like you in all the earth. You are Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end, and to God be the glory. We say thank you. Lord, we thank you for what you have brought us out of in 2015. We thank you for what you've taken us into in 2016. We thank you for old things being passed away, and behold, all things coming brand new. We thank you for the new beginning. We thank you for satisfying our longing soul, and Father, meeting those needs, Father God, as we hunger and thirst after your goodness and your righteousness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless each marriage, Father God, that's come before you, Father, because you have ordained it. Father God, that's the marriages, Father God, that have a desire to, Father God, to seek you and to seek your will and to seek your way in the ministry. Touch them in a special way, Father God, and bless them special in a mighty way. Bless Minister Floyd and her husband, Father God. We ask that you bless Pastor Canada and her husband, Father God, in California. Father God, that you place a special anointing on their marriage, Father, that remove every burden, destroy every yoke of bondage. We ask that you continue to touch my marriage. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the deliverance and the restoration and the ministry of reconciliation. We thank you. We ask that you keep us in your care. Lead us and guide us. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you.
People, Nobody but you.